That
What we
is
can
true. Yeah.
cultivate
So,
so that.
how can we cultivate that understanding that results that we are getting are not necessarily because of our actions alone? So, if we don't get what we deserve, we get something bad when we have done something good. How can we learn to immediately accept that as karma rather than need to hear some philosophy to understand it? See, it's not necessary that we always have to resort to past karma only. It's like, say, suppose on a cold night somebody eats 10 ice creams. And then the next morning they have a terrible throat and they say, "Ice cream." Now, their terrible throat, is it because of past karma? Yeah, past night karma. So, it's not that everything that happens to us is just because of past karma. There is a combination of present karma and past karma which comes together in giving us certain results. That's why we have to be practical also. That means if I'm doing something and I'm not getting the result, then is there something that I could do to improve it? We should think about it. We should not think just it's past karma. That will, you see, in one sense, over-reliance on past karma as an explanation will make us very passive and fatalistic. And over-reliance on present karma will make us very insecure and volatile. Because every failure will start taking it too personally. So, if I don't do well in an exam, sometimes it may be that I may not have studied, but I have studied well, but still I didn't do well in an exam. In relationships, sometimes it happens that people try to form a relationship and it doesn't work. It could be that there's something wrong with me, but sometimes it's just that the other person is at fault. We shouldn't presume that, but sometimes it can be like that. Sometimes some people are just abusive, some people are terrible people. So then something doesn't work out. Especially in today's culture where people have dating and everything, and if somebody breaks up with them, people feel so insecure after that. Maybe I'm unloved, I'll be unlovable. And people become very insecure. One of the top 10 fears of people in today's world is the fear of rejection. That I form a relationship and I may get rejected by someone. So, if we rely too much on present karma, then what happens? Our life becomes very volatile. We become very unstable because we take everything very personally. But sometimes things don't have to be taken so personally. So, basically, we have to, as I said, put things in the right frame of reference. So, normally, the immediate cause effect is the first frame of reference. So, suppose if I go for a program somewhere and there is nobody there for the program. Now, I could take it personally and say, "I am such a poor speaker that nobody comes." Now, that could be true, but suppose that program has been done at a place where at the same time there is some other big event going on and everybody has gone there. Then I just look at, okay, put it in that context. Put it in that context. So, I remember I went for a program in one country. And the host, he invited me in. He says, "Actually, I'm going for that program. You can sit. Whoever comes, they'll attend this class." That was quite humbling. So, but you don't have to necessarily take everything too personally. So we have basically, rather than thinking of a right explanation or wrong explanation, so if we do something and we get some result, now is it because of our present karma or past karma? Now, rather than trying to get too much into that analysis, we focus on the more trying to find the most constructive frame of reference in which to put it. It's not that one frame of reference is right and the other is wrong. We don't know in these cases what is right and what is wrong. But what is the most constructive frame of reference? So, if I have done something and I have not done it so well, then the most constructive frame of reference is, okay, let me take care of this in future. But if I have done the best that I can, and still the result is not coming, and the most constructive frame of reference is, yeah, is there some past karma involved, then let me move on. Now, moving on also, we'll have to use our intelligence to decide, okay, should I keep doing this? And if we have given a reasonable amount of tries for that and that's not working, maybe that's not meant to work. Maybe we need to move to something else then. So, rather than trying to simply resign the results to past karma alone, we try to place things in the most constructive frame of reference so that we can move on in our life. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Any other questions? There's one question. Yeah, please.